On today's Kids Corner, part 3 of the Hero series and Liz's quest to become a hero.
What's wrong?
I want to go home.
But you wanted to come here so badly.
Yeah, well, I wanted to do something heroic.
I see. I can't leave your friends here to take you home. I'm responsible for them, too.
Then I'll just stay here on the bus.
As you wish.
But things don't go the way Liz thinks. Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Liz, his dad, and friends are finally going to Cayman City, which flooded after a powerful storm. The bus that will take them there is due to arrive in Tureen any moment now.
This is Rescue Dispatch Relief Bus 7. Are you there, Eddie?
You better hope I'm here, otherwise this bus is going 60 miles an hour with no driver.
Good morning, Eddie. You're a real trooper.
Yeah, but I've been driving workers and supplies to Cayman City for 3 days straight. I'm beat.
Got just one more pickup and give you a nice long rest, Eddie. Folks in Cayman City really need the help and supplies from all these towns you've driven to.
Yeah, like the little one you've got me going to now. What's the name of this place? Tangerine?
Tureen, Eddie. Tureen.
What am I picking up? A 20-man crew?
Well, actually, you're picking up a man named Mr. Lacerda and his son Liz. Liz's three friends and the supplies they've gathered.
I'm picking up kids? A man and four kids, that's it?
The dad assured me that we would need a bus the size of yours.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, I see the sign for this town now. Tureen. I gotta keep my eyes open for this little group. They might be easy to miss. Oh my.
What's up, Eddie?
It's huge.
No, Eddie, Tureen is just a small town.
I'm talking about the pile of supplies sitting in the middle of the street.
What's going on?
I'll have to get back with you later. I gotta get these supplies on the bus somehow. This is Relief Bus 7. Out. Hey, mister, your name Lacerda?
Yes, it is. And you must be the driver of our bus. We're glad to see you. I'm Harry Lacerda. This is my son Liz.
Hi.
And his friends Lucille and Maury.
Hi.
Well, I thought I was just picking up you, four kids, and a few supplies, but here you've got a mountain of supplies, and half the town is out here.
Well, I guess you can blame my son for that. Liz persuaded the town folk to give generously to the relief effort, and I guess they just wanted to wish him and his friends well this morning. This crowd isn't a problem, is it?
Oh, no, not at all.
Good.
You have no idea how encouraging it is to me to see so many people wanting to help those they've never even met.
True.
It makes me thank the Lord that I get to play a small part in this by driving a bus. There's going to be one problem, though.
What's that, sir?
My name's not Sir, it's Eddie.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think we'll be able to get all these supplies on the bus.
What?
Well, I'll have to ask dispatch to send another bus to pick up what we can't fit on this one.
Okay.
I won't be able to get here until later this afternoon, but that way I can get you and most of the supplies to Cayman City right away.
Oh, that's excellent.
Excellent.
Oh, come on, kids. Let's start loading the bus.
All right. Hey, wait a second. Has anybody seen Spike?
I forgot to tell you.
What?
Spike's dad called and said Spike wasn't feeling well, so it wouldn't be a good idea for him to come with us.
Too bad.
Yeah, I hope he's not too sick. Yeah.
I think I'll go check with the bus driver on how much room we have left on this bus.
Oh, I can hardly believe this is happening. Yeah. I'm going to be a hero. I can't wait.
Can't wait for what, Liz?
Oh, Cammy.
Tis I.
What are you doing here, Cammy? Did you come here to say goodbye?
Oh, contraire, mon ami. I, too, have taken heed to the challenge proffered by Liz and Miss Waddle's class 2 days ago.
Wow.
Wait, you're coming with us?
Affirmative. Oh. Well, one doesn't get to witness a cataclysmic event of nature very often.
That's right.
I feel I can use this experience for the study of hydrology, in addition to the philanthropic aspects of participation.
Lost me there.
Yeah.
Cammy just says that she can study the flood when she's not helping out.
Precisely.
Oh. Well, why don't you just say it that way, Cammy?
Oh, Maury, you are such a goof. Oh, and before I forget, Liz, I found this attached to one of your bags. I thought I'd save you the trouble and bring it to you.
It's another nose.
Another? You've received more than one?
Well, yeah, I must have gotten four or five of these by now. They're starting to drive me crazy. Oh.
Well, what's this one say?
Okay, hold on, let me see. Okay, this one says, you are an inspiration.
Wow. Well, you seem to be making an impression on someone, Liz.
Well, yeah, but I don't know who or why.
Well, perhaps the truth will reveal itself at a moment when you least expect it.
At this point, I'd settle for knowing anything.
Welcome aboard, everyone. And thank you for volunteering. Our next stop is Cayman City.
All right!
Wow, that was quite a crowd out there that came to see us off.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Vicky at the town came out this morning.
Oh, this is so exciting. I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Well, you'll need to get your rest, Liz.
Oh, Dad.
This bus trip will take several hours.
Oh, right.
And once we get to Cayman City, we'll be taken to the command center for a briefing.
Cool. Wow.
Yes, and then we'll get our assignments.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I am going to try to catch some sleep right
now. Me too.
Sleep? Me? Not a chance. I'm too excited.
Well, try to get some sleep if you can.
No way, Dad. I can't sleep. I'm wide awake.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Liz?
I said I'm all bright-eyed and brushy tail?
I see. I guess I'll try to catch some Z's myself.
Okay.
And since you're not sleepy,
you
can keep an eye on everything for a while.
Will do.
Dad. Dad. Did I just say do, Dad?
Hey, you, come on, you're in Cayman City now, kid.
What?
No time to sleep, get up, come on.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, man, I must have dozed off.
There's no time for excuses.
What?
We got a little baby trapped in the back bedroom of a house down the street.
Oh, my, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
What are you going to do?
We don't know.
What?
The flood has pushed debris up against the bedroom door, and nobody can get in.
Wow.
There's not enough room to squeeze through.
Well, how much room is there?
There's only enough room for someone about your size.
What?
But I can't ask you to go in there. It's way too dangerous.
Oh, come on. I came here to be a hero. I can do it.
No, Liz.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have mentioned it.
No, but it sounds like I'm your only hope.
I don't think the chief is going to like this idea, but we don't have another option or much time. Let's go, kid.
All right. Look at this water. It must be 3 feet deep.
Now, it's even worse in some places.
Wow.
Okay, kid, here's what we need you to do.
All right.
Get in this boat and row it across the street to that house over there.
The blue one?
Yeah, that's the
okay.
one. Row up to the front porch and tie the boat to the post.
All right.
We'll have another rope on you the whole time.
Okay.
If you get into trouble, we can pull you out. You understand?
I got it.
All right, good. Now go to the back bedroom and squeeze through the door.
Now
bring the baby out and put her in the boat and we'll pull the baby to safety.
Wait, why can't I get in the boat too?
That's too dangerous. You might tip it over in the current and we'll lose both you and the baby.
Oh, I see.
Wait on the front porch and we'll send another boat to get you.
Okay.
Now let's get this rope on you.
All right.
You got it there?
Yeah.
All right, get in the boat.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Because now, it's hero time.
All right, go, kid, go!
This is Rita Jennings with a live feed from Cayman City. A young lizard has volunteered to rescue a baby trapped in the rubble of a home here on 47th Street. Our exclusive flood cam shows him heading across the street toward the damaged home.
Oh, man, this water's going faster than I thought. It's hard to keep the boat straight.
Keep it steady, kid. You're going off course. Hope I'm not sorry we sent a kid out there.
The youngster has regained control and is nearing the front porch of the collapsed home.
I made it.
Good going, kid.
Okay, now, tie the boat to the post. All right, then get out. And make my way to the back bedroom. Hey, I smell gas in here!
The gas may ignite. Move quickly but steadily.
Okay, I'm going in! Man, they were right about there not being a lot of room. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. Oh, just a little farther. Okay, I gotcha. All right, okay, now let's get out of here.
Precious seconds are ticking away. There is still no sign of our little rescuer.
Oh, there he is. He's got the baby.
Okay, baby, all right. Now, into the boat. Oh, there you go.
He's waving an all clear sign. The baby is safely aboard the rescue boat. The boat is now being pulled to safety.
Here you go, ma'am. Safe and sound.
All that's left is to pull our hero to safety. Such bravery, such daring. Oh no, an electric power line has fallen near the house. If the sparks ignite the escaping gas, there could be an explosion.
Quick, get the boat back out of the kit, hurry!
The situation is critical. Rescuers must reach him before the sparks ignite the gas. They're inching closer, closer.
Oh, hi guys.
Come on, kid, let's get out of here.
What?
The rescue boat has just picked up our brave little hero and is bringing him back. They're just about back to safety.
Everybody, get down! It's gonna blow!
Looking for a better way to grow closer to God every day? The new Kids Corner Bible Devotions app makes faith part of your family's daily routine. With short Bible readings, simple prayers, and fun challenges,
these are your weekly devotional activities.
You can discover the joy of spending time with God. Kids Corner characters like Casey.
Hi, my name is Casey.
And Milo.
Hiya, I'm Milo.
Guide you along the way. Kids, explore at your own pace or follow the devotions and prayers step by step. As you complete activities, you'll earn rewards to make your own digital space special.
You did a lot today. Look at all those seeds you earned.
And come back to find out what's new each week.
This is this week's devotion comment.
Parents, you can follow along, walk alongside your kids, and help talk about what they're learning at home. Build habits of devotion and prayer that last a lifetime.
Let me show you around to help you get started.
Download the Kids Corner Devotions app today from the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store.
The house is blown up. A tremendous fireball has totally engulfed the home. I can't see the young lizard or the rest of the rescuers. Wait, there they are. Oh, our hero and his rescuers are safe.
Kid, we couldn't have done it without you.
Aww.
You're a real hero. A real hero.
Oh, thanks.
Hero.
Hero. Hero. Hero. Wait, what? What? What?
Yo, oh. Sleepy Beauty, it's what? Time to rise. Open up those lazy eyes.
Wait, okay, hold on. Where am I? Where's the baby? It was the explosion, and...
Why, you've been sleeping, Mr. Itchy Bitchy. The bus has arrived in Cayman City.
Hey, guys, why didn't you wake me up to help unload the bus?
Well, we tried, but you wouldn't budge.
What?
Yeah, and you also exhibited evidence of deep neural stimulation and generative activity.
What did Cammy say, Lucia?
Cammy says Liz was dreaming.
I am so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. By the way, who is that tall, skinny lizard who talks in rhymes?
Oh, his name is Chisel.
Chisel?
He's the assistant to the director of Command Center. Oh. He'll be taking us all there in just a little bit.
Cool.
Yeah, boy, we've had some major damage coming into town. Too bad you were asleep, Liz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'd rather think of something else right now. Mm-hmm. Like getting a chance to do something heroic. Mm-hmm.
Hollaback.
Hey, here comes Shizzle. I think we're ready to go to Command Center.
Cool.
I'm your good fella. Shizzle be the name. Getting supplies to the hood is the gist of our game. Intros, go ahead.
Hi. I'm Liz.
Hey.
And these are my friends, Lucille.
Hi.
And Maury.
Word.
And Cammy.
No word, brother. Now, don't think me all up gutter, because y'all are excellent and smooth as butter. If we wind up tight, it'll chill my grill. I'm not fronting, y'all are ill.
No idea what he just said.
Yeah.
Oh, he says it was very nice of us to come and help. It would also make him very happy if we could all become friends.
Wow.
Maury? You understood that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I learned it from playing Urban Explorers, another video game that takes place in a big city.
Cool.
You have to communicate with the locals to get through the game. Huh. You pick up the lingo after a while.
Wow.
My lizard. So track me on the transfer. We're cracking to the center. Word out.
Yep.
Word.
Translation, Maury?
Oh, he says it's time to follow him to the command center.
Yeah.
Well, why doesn't he just say that?
Oh, Cammy, you are such a goof.
Yo, Shorty's the dude, so watch your attitude.
10-4.
Maury, another translation, please.
Oh, he just said the person in charge is a guy named Shorty. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy, so it'd be good to pay attention to whatever he says.
Okay, oh. This command center is awesome. You can see the whole city from here. Look!
Whoa!
Oh, look at all the water.
Who are you, back with the next busload of volunteers?
Whoa. Hi. Wait. That guy is huge.
Sure is.
Yo, Sporty, that's Shorty. Yo, Shorty, got me the Lizzle with the Lucizzle, and Camizzle gets the Frizzle from the Mizzle.
Whatever, yeah. Good to meet all of you.
Yeah, thanks.
I just need to remind you kids that what we're doing here is no game.
Well, we know this.
There are hundreds of residents trapped in their homes because of the flood.
What?
We're working hard to get supplies to as many homes as possible.
Well, why aren't you just getting them out with the boats?
Well, two problems. Not enough boats and no place to put folks once we get them out.
Oh.
Best we can do is keep people comfortable until the water subsides.
Wow.
Then we'll get them out.
But the one thing we don't know is all about this H2O.
So what does that mean, Mr. Shorty?
Well, see that map of Cayman City on that wall there?
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it shows every street in the city.
Yeah, well, it's printed on transparent material.
Uh-huh.
Now, look what happens when I turn the light on under it.
It appears that a schematic diagram for a massive hydrological evacuation apparatus is superimposed upon the roots of egress.
My turn again. What did she say?
Well, those are the new drainage tunnels that we built under the city streets last summer. Hundreds of miles of tunnels. State-of-the-art drains built to handle a storm twice as big as the one that just hit us.
Well, then why is Cayman City still flooded?
Well, we can't say. Huh? Something is blocked somewhere. It could be one or two blockages on the main channels, or it could be dozens of small blockages throughout the system.
Wow, really?
A lot of debris got washed into the storm drains. I guess we weren't expecting that.
Wow. Has anyone ever gone down into the tunnels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I inspected most of them myself.
Oh, I need to get lost down there.
Oh, no need to worry about things like that. Underground, life is just a series of right-hand turns. But enough of this. None of you are going to go that far.
Wait, what? Aren't we going to help?
Oh, yes, you'll help.
Oh, good.
We've lined up some very important work for you to do.
Okay. Oh, good.
That's a relief, because for a minute there, I thought...
Now, Shizzle will take you down to the boat station.
Boats?
You'll get your instructions there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the boats. Of course.
I've seen me a lot of folk, but I never seen one so crazy stoked.
Oh, I just can't wait to do something heroic.
Well, here's where it's done. That's the 411.
Here, look. My dad even gave me an old pocket watch from my great-grandfather. He was one of the heroes that founded our town of Turin. I want to carry on the family tradition, so to speak.
That piece of time looks so fine.
Yeah.
Whoa, boat station here. End of the line.
All right.
Hey, that looks like Shorty.
Oh, yeah. How did you miss it?
Hey, Mr. Shorty, what are you doing here?
Well, I needed a break from analyzing the drainage system.
No wonder.
I thought I'd come down and personally give you your assignment.
Oh, thank you.
We are so ready, sir.
Good. Yeah. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Uh-huh.
Listen carefully.
All right.
We're all ears, Chief.
Chief?
Oh, sorry, it just slipped out.
Okay, now you kids are going to pack each boat with 8 sets of bedding, 8 containers of food, and 8 gallon containers of drinking water.
Got it.
You'll also make sure there's a coil of rope and a fully stocked first aid kit in the front of the boat.
Okay.
Then you'll check to make sure the flashlight batteries are fresh and replace them as necessary.
And then we're going to take the boats out to rescue the lizards who are trapped in their homes?
No, you're going to turn the boat over to a team of adult volunteers who will deliver the supplies.
Uh-huh.
Then you'll meet the next returning boat and repack it just like you did the first boat.
Okay.
Then send it off and wait for the next boat to come in.
All right.
But that's not heroic. That's routine stuff.
What?
Liz, we're working as part of a team.
Yeah.
Everything's important.
No, no, it's not. It's stuff that anybody can do. I want to be a hero.
Liz.
Things were definitely not going the way Liz expected. Everyone watched Liz climb back into the bus that brought them to Cayman City.
Liz, where are you?
I'm over here.
Shizzle told me in a rather roundabout way that you were here on the bus. What's wrong?
I want to go home.
But you wanted to come here so badly.
Yeah, well, I wanted to do something heroic, not pack boats that I wasn't even going to get to use.
I see. I can't leave your friends here to take you home. I'm responsible for them, too.
Then I'll just stay here on the bus.
As you wish. But your view of what's important doesn't match what God thinks is important.
What do you mean?
You seem to think that loading supplies is somehow a lesser job.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Not in God's eyes.
I don't get it.
Well, in God's economy, everything that's done for him is equally valuable. King David's soldiers in the Old Testament, they had to learn the same lesson.
They did? Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, one day after a battle, the soldiers who marched and fought all day were angry that the ones who stayed behind to guard the supplies got the same amount of pay that they did.
Well, of course. Those soldiers did harder work. They were the heroes.
Well, what would have happened if the enemy had gotten a hold of the supplies?
Oh. I guess the army wouldn't have been able to keep fighting, huh?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so I'm acting like those selfish soldiers?
Without boat packers, the adults here would not have time to get the supplies to those who need them.
Okay.
The whole system would bog down. Every job is important here.
You're right, Dad. I get it. Hi, guys. I'm back.
Oh, good. We've got so much to do.
Yeah. Liz, I'm afraid I don't understand the nature of your outburst.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cammy. I guess I was so wrapped up in becoming a big hero that I didn't realize that in God's eyes, even loading the boats is important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's interesting that you and your friends have a unique perspective on situations like this. You look at things differently than others.
That's because we try to see things God's way.
Yeah.
But it often seems to go against logic and common sense. We'll have to discuss this further sometime.
We would be happy to, Cammy.
Okay.
Hey, Liz, here comes your dad.
Oh, good.
Uh-oh, and Shorty's with him.
Oh, no.
He looks angry.
Yeah. They're not still upset that you ran off, are they?
I don't know.
There's one thing I can't tolerate. It's someone who walks off the job.
I know.
But your father says that there was just some sort of misunderstanding, so I'll take it at that. I just need to know one thing, kid.
Yeah?
You gonna give this job everything you've got or not?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will.
Good, because I don't want you to quit in the middle of the new job I have for you and your friends.
A new job?
Yes. You see, some volunteers from another town weren't able to get here, so we're short on volunteers to deliver supplies.
Oh. Wait, you mean you want us to go in the boats to deliver supplies?
Mm.
Who's gonna pack up the boats?
Yeah. Well, we'll shift some packers from other stations in town.
Mm.
I checked it out with your father here, and he's given permission.
I thought that job was too dangerous for us.
Yeah.
It seems the water has stopped flowing into town.
It's not
going down, but at least it's not going up anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's a hydrological principle that a liquid in motion will seek its own level, and once it does, maintains a state of homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
Thanks.
Anyway, you're not going farther than a half mile from here, and you'll wear life preservers and take radios with to stay in contact.
Okay.
Now, Shizzle will give you your instructions. Mm-hmm. Listen to everything he says to do.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. A chance to be heroes. Real heroes.
God's kind of hero knows the real source of his power. God's kind of hero knows the one who can do it all. When I feel like there's nothing that I can do, that's just where he wants me to be. I will trust in God who can do all things. That's God's kind. God's kind of hero.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends. Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/Kids Corner Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Jim Jordan. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.